Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about connecting to your partner through sexuality, specifically the experimentation phase. This is part of a new tantra that I have offered to the world. Check out the book Make Love Every Day. That's four words, Make Love Every Day. A bit of a challenge, a fun experiment. Now, whether it's just you or you and a partner, it's time to have some experimental fun. This seems to be one of everybody's favorite topics, so we will dive right in. Quick shout out to new listeners in Duluth, Minnesota. Glad you could join us. Thank you for this connection. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, or if I happen to be in your neighborhood, I am on tour right now, send me a text, let me know, and we can talk about this topic or anything else that you'd like. All right, let's get to it. Now, a great sexual practice begins with experimentation. That is experimentation with yourself, solo, and experimentation with your partner. Now, as before, and as always, absolute honesty is key. You may find that you're turned on by things that you're embarrassed to admit. You may find that you're curious about something that you're shy to share. It's okay. I'm not asking you to write blog posts about it. That's my job. I am asking you to share it with your partner. This is why the trust, safety, and grounding that you established before are so incredibly important. You must feel safe and encouraged to be completely honest, knowing that you will not be judged. If your partner is shy to talk about something they want to try, or some aspect of their sexual truth, that's a red flag that you have not established the trust, safety, and grounding that you need for this exercise. So go back and work on that first. We talked about that in some previous podcasts. It's in the book, and it's in the reading room as well at the website. So make sure that you have that as an absolutely critical foundation. Safety and honesty, trust, grounding is going to be incredibly important here. So experimentation means trying new things. You might try videos, toys, different positions, different techniques, times of day, different locations. If you think you might like it, try it. Now, as you try things, you will find that you like some of them, you absolutely hate some of them, and you find a few things that you simply must have from now on, and you're going to find a few things that you never want to speak of again. And just like trying new foods, some are new favorites, some are truly awful, and most are somewhere in between. So be honest with your partner about what you like and how much you liked it or not. And after each experiment, a good cuddle helps the honest conversation flow as you discuss what you liked and what you didn't like. So don't underestimate the power of a good snuggle. And let that be a time to say, oh, I really liked this. I didn't like that. I'd like more of this. Or I don't ever want to do that again. And it's got to be completely honest, but it's also got to be completely unjudged. And you might also at this time think about Anything you'd like to keep doing for a while? Anything you'd like to integrate into your time with your partner on a more frequent basis? What you want to try next? Now, this phase of practice should be fun. Well, every phase of your sexual practice should be fun. So don't put too much pressure on yourself or on your partner to hurry through a litany of experiments, rushing to some perfect ideal. Perfectionists out there, I see you. Engineers, I see you. We can be like, oh, I want to try it all because I want to get to that perfected routine where we've got all the favorite positions, favorite toys, favorite techniques at the favorite time of day, in the favorite location. We want to get towards that ideal. You'll get there. You'll get there quite naturally. But experimentation is so much fun. Take your time. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. The ideal will happen all on its own quite naturally. You will find that you have, in the end, a set of favorite positions, favorite toys, favorite techniques, timing, locations, and so on. And you will also find that you will have a new language of sexual communication. And this is perhaps the most important thing to come out of your experimentation. Sexual communication is the phrase I use to describe how we talk to each other during sex, how we tell each other what we want, and how we want it. Sexual communication with your partner might include certain phrases to indicate that you want more of something, or a faster speed, or a harder or softer action, a particular toy or a technique. Now, couples generally use a mixture of actual known words, like simply asking for more by saying more, but more might mean faster, or a particular look and approach might convey that you want to switch to that most loved position now. Toys, positions, and techniques might have nicknames. You will naturally hone your sexual communication as you experiment. But take note of that. It's a wonderful way to be mindful. Oh, look at that. I kind of adopted a nickname for that. It works. It's a very natural evolution of your language as a couple. So take note of your communication, your sexual communication, as you experiment. Now, another critical skill that you will develop in this phase and improve upon for life is the art of reading your partner without words. An important and much more telling part of sexual communication is what we do not say. It is in the body language and the noises that your partner makes, which are not words at all. Now, with enough experience, it may take quite a bit, it may not take much, but you will be able to tell when your partner is approaching orgasm. You might respond by backing them off of the peak to extend the experience, or revving them up to the big finale. You might notice that they make certain pleasure noises when you touch them a certain way, and that indicates that today, this move is the right move. Paying attention to your partner's noises, body language, and words, you become lost in a private world together. See how you're now focused on each other, not just on yourself. The enjoyment of your partner's pleasure cannot be overstated. When you love your partner, their pleasure is a massive turn on. Now, at the end of the experimentation phase, you will have a full set of favorite positions, toys, techniques, timings, locations, and language. You will have perfected reading your partner and responding. And you'll be having a really, really good time. Simply practicing, you will find your skill level becoming fairly impressive. And your enjoyment spiraling up. Now, exploration never really ends. Time and experience evolves us, and you may find new things to explore later. So it's not that you will never experiment again after you've come to some ideal. You certainly will. But you've built the foundation for honest and open future exploration as it comes up. But you'll reach a point where you want to explore something else. And that is levels of orgasm. And that's what will take you into the next phase. So the experimentation phase is very much a physical experimentation phase. Physically, what do you like? What do you not like? Because this is a phase where we're getting the basic how-to into a optimized sort of routine, which is different for everyone. And that's why we have to experiment. There's not like one perfect way to make love. It's everybody likes something different. And so here you are bringing either just yourself or you and your partner together to try to find a mutual ideal. And the ideal will be slightly different for each couple. And in truth, it'll be different for you by yourself versus you with this partner versus you with a different partner. So you're creating this ideal together. But it's a physical idea. Ideal. I enjoy this, we enjoy that. Positions, toys, times of day, locations, and communication. So it's the mechanics that you are working with here. And often those mechanics are thought of as that which gets both partners to orgasm, that which gets everybody to the end solution. But it's not just that, is it? And you know this. It's the entire journey of enjoyment along the way. It's the connection between you all along the way on the journey to that most enjoyable end product. And that's why, once you kind of have that, the mechanics of the process down to a real ideal for you, that you start to then focus less on how you want to do it and more on the nuances of orgasm, which is the next phase of this tantra. And that's something we'll get into later. Sorry to tease. But we'll talk about levels of orgasm in another podcast, because I think the experimentation is quite enough to work on right there. Now, a question that I get about this is, how long does the experimentation phase supposed to last? Well, there is no supposed to last. This can depend a lot on your previous experiences, how old you are. The older you are, the much more likely you are to already know some of the types of things that you like and some of the types of things that you don't like. So if you are younger, you have less experience, you may have quite a bit more experimentation to do. If you are older, you may have less experimentation to do. It just kind of depends on what you already know about yourself, what you've already tried, and how big that list is of things you'd like to try that you haven't tried yet. So experimentation phase could be some months or some years. Just depends. So let it be whatever it's going to be, and you'll know when you have, I hate to call it completed this phase, but when you're ready to move to the next phase, when you just have a naturally, you're more interested in exploring levels of orgasm than you are in experimenting with another new toy or position or time of day. It's a natural progression. You don't have to like check one box and move on to the next. So it's going to be a natural progression. You'll just find that you are now more interested in, that you're quite happy with this sort of idealized how-to, and you're ready to move on to different nuances. So don't rush it. It's fun, and the progression happens quite naturally on its own, and that's why I feel that this type, this concept or structure of Tantra is, in the westernized sexual sense, is the right way to go, because the progression is natural. So give it a go. Invest some time and some joy in yourself and in your partner, and enjoy the experimentation phase. If you just can't wait to find out what's next, go get the book, Make Love Every Day. Read that. It's a challenge. It's an experiment, but lots of really, really good ideas in there. And we're going to keep talking about this. So send in your thoughts and your questions and your ideas. Don't be shy. Believe me, I doubt you can ask something that would embarrass me. And you certainly would have a very challenging time asking something I have not heard before. So let those questions flow in. If I can help, it is my joy to do so. Thank you for joining me. I think that's quite enough homework for one day. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.